This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know, our hearts and prayers go out to those who lost loved ones in the Vegas shooting. You know, seriously, it's one of those things where there is almost no way, almost no way, to get out in front of these things. Seriously. I mean, you got a nut job. See, I jumped right in. Head over to the website, realsite.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, 1,000 things you can do there, as well as sign up for our email blast. What else can you do? You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things you were taught to hate, but you don't have to. All the labels, the left, ouch, it's grabbing hair. All the labels the left has given us, and you can find out they mean nothing. Really, seriously. These people have given us labels now. Well, actually, they're throwing all kinds of labels out, and everything has to do with you being what? A racist, homophobe, some kind of phobe, some kind of something. But anyway, well, thank you for joining me today. I know, listen, you came back from the weekend just like I asked you to. Remember I said you don't do anything stupid on the weekend because I want you back here. I want you with me on Monday. So I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate you being involved. You know, again, like I said, our hearts and prayers go out. But I got to tell you, already, and you knew this was going to happen, already the left is coming out, you know, with all kinds of crazy stuff about how we need tougher gun laws, right? And Elizabeth Warren and what's her name? The one I keep trying to forget, Hillary Clinton. you know, have all come out and talked about the tougher gun laws. Now we need to come against silencers, because if they had silencers, they would have killed a lot more people. Right? The blood that was spilled by these peoples haven't even dried yet. Okay, there's people still in the hospital. And this is exactly what Warren wants to jump all over right away. And you got Elizabeth Warren, Ed Murray, you know, all the Massachusetts nut jobs jumping all over this already. You know, somebody said something today. I thought it was great that they even brought this up. How many mass shootings? Now I heard a couple of Dems running around today saying there's, 200 mass shootings a day. Really? Yeah. Right. Most of them occurring in Chicago. Because what they call a mass shooting, to pull at your heartstrings, mass shootings are whenever this, two or more people are shot at or shot. So you have all these little gang wars going on across the country, and every one of them is considered what? Come on, everybody with me. A mass shooting. That's right. Yes, it is. So if you really take the issues like this fellow, somebody who actually goes out, targets a bunch of people for no reason in particular, or for religious reason or what have you, not turf wars. Mass shootings are somewhat non-existent. True. These kind. And the other thing that somebody brought up, I headed in that direction, was how many of these do we have in the 60s, 70s, and 80s? Right? I mean, I don't know. What is causing this? Somebody also said that we're almost 70%, 71% of the people in this country are on some kind of mind-altering drug, whether it's prescription or not. They are taking drugs to help themselves mentally. Now, I usually don't, if you guys have been listening for any length of time, I usually don't respond to these kind of things. I usually don't deal with these things the day they happen. I touch on them and move on. But what's got me irritated about this is all the lunatics on the left that have come out of the woodwork talking about tougher gun laws. And I even asked one guy that was going nuts with it, and I said, well, explain what you mean by tougher gun law. You guys do this all the time. It is so important to have tougher gun laws. But what are they? Right? The FBI hasn't even decided what the motive is. Was this guy crazy? Well, of course, look, for anybody, for any reason, to take lives like this the way this guy is taking, you've got to have something wrong between the ears. You have to have a short circuit. But what's making me crazy, I want to go back to the left, jumping all over this, already making this a political issue. Elizabeth Warren, she jumped all over this. Thoughts and prayers are not enough. Not when more moms and dads will bury kids this week, and more sons and daughters will grow up without parents. Now, I'm looking at this. Can somebody help me? Because I haven't found her outrage and all the murders that have taken place in Chicago. Where's your outrage? I'm trying to figure this out. Seth Moulton, out of Orlando, says, I'll not be joining my colleagues in a moment of silence on the House floor because it's just an excuse for inaction. What a moron. Unreal. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
He's hot.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a knife.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't care whether you like it or not. Okay? It's really simple. My heart and my prayers do go out to them, and I don't give a... anything. What Elizabeth Warren says. The woman can't find the truth. If you put it in a bag, you marked it truth, and put it in both of her hands, she would know what to do with it. And a lot of other those Massachusetts elected nut jobs. But you know who knows more about that than I do? Yeah, that's right. Kimberly Marin does. Kimberly, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kick the week off. What a week, you know, really bad way to kick the week off, don't you think?
Yeah,
horrifying.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's just amazing. And again, the one thing I'm going to talk about later on is we don't discuss mental health at all when it comes to these things. It's always about the gun. The gun is on the medication. The gun is taking pills to get healthy, not the person pulling the trigger, right?
Of course not. Of course not. Just like, it's funny, they never blame drug abusers, right? They always blame the drug or someone else. So when people are abusing drugs and things like that, it's not their fault. But when someone abuses an inanimate object and uses it for something bad, oh, it's the inanimate object's fault.
Always. Always. Well, because it's...
And therefore all law... But that didn't make sense what I just said. And therefore all law-abiding gun owners. So they can't just put the onus on that psychopathic, horrifying, evil scum. They have to blame everybody who owns firearms and who is a law-abiding citizen. There's about 90 million gun owners, law-abiding gun owners in this country. None of them hurt anyone today.
Well, if everything they say is right, or even close to right, I think last time I checked, there was like 240 million registered guns. Notice I said registered. So right? So you've got 240 million registered guns, and I would imagine like this guy, some people have 10, 12, 15. I had 22 pistols at one time. So I would imagine we're closer to well over 300 million guns in the homes and businesses of this country. If what they said is true, if what they continually say is true, you would have these massacres going on a daily basis, would you not?
Yeah, because if people who owned firearms were that bad, there'd be nobody left. Wasn't it? It was some Nimrod Democrat that said after some other shooting that 300 million people were going to, or 90 million people a day were going to die. I don't know if it was Pelosi or not. I think it was one of yours.
No, but it had to be Waters.
It might have been Waters because she's a...
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
But, the sad part, what really bothers me about, aside from the fact that they trample all over the victims instantly to push gun control, and they use the blood of these people who have died to push gun control and take rights away from other people. You know, it's bad enough these people were victims. These are law-abiding citizens that were victimized by a psycho. Now politicians want to victimize the rest of us so that we can't protect ourselves from psychos.
Yeah, we got somebody in the Facebook room says, all they have to do is make murder illegal and it'll fix itself, right?
I say that all the time. I'm like, I say that to the left all the time. Well, is it murder banned? I mean, does that stop? Oh, no, we're going to have some gun control laws, and that's going to stop the criminals. They sit on their brains. What's on top of their head is just like the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz. Seriously.
No, I am listening to what they're saying and what they're doing, and I know it's like throw up time when you flick through the different stations to hear what they're saying. Mainstream media is saying about this kind of thing. And again, they don't our hearts and our prayers. They don't say prayers. I guess that maybe their tongue will light on fire or something. But they'll sit there and they'll start talking about how we have to find out how the guy got the guns, and the guns are the root of the problem. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Again, I said it before. Let's talk about mental health. And when you talk about mental health, you got to talk about some of these legislators. You've got New Hampshire senators now are up in arms over this, and they're using this as a platform too, are they not?
Oh, yeah. Senator Shaheen and Senator Hassan, they've been wanting to ban semi-automatic rifles for a long time. I mean, they didn't admit it until last year. So, yeah, they both want to ban semi-automatic rifles because they don't know anything about them. They call them assault rifles, which they are not. They work the same exact way as a semi-automatic pistol. So they're just what happens is we have lawmakers who are ignorant or intentionally, willfully lying about laws. These are people that make laws, but they're lying about the laws that exist. To get an automatic firearm in this country is an extremely expensive, time-consuming process, and it's extra, extra, extra background checks. And it costs anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 or more per firearm. And you can only buy the ones that are in circulation pre-1986. So it's a limited number.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you know more than the legislators know about this, apparently.
Obviously. And the news people. That's the other despicable thing.
Oh, yeah.
News people who are supposed to be reporting on the facts don't bother doing any research. It takes you 5 minutes to look up the laws.
No.
They don't bother doing it.
They were talking about today. And the one commentator looks at the other one and says, you know, there's rumor going around that they got all 10 guns at the gun show in town that weekend. I'm thinking,
oh, my.
Wait a minute. You really believe that somebody walks into one of these gun shows, right? I know, you're popping right about now, and walks out with 2,000 rounds of ammunition, 10 guns, and nobody would pick if he could do it. If that was even possible, somebody would pick up the phone and call the FBI and go, I think you have a problem here.
First of all, 2,000 rounds of ammunition is not a lot. People need to know. That's really not a lot. I mean, you use that if you're a trainer, instructor, whatever. But if you buy three firearms or more in one city at one place, or even within 5 days of buying the first ones, there's an alert sent to the feds. So you can't just go out and buy 10 firearms. I'm gonna buy some 10 firearms at the gun show. The feds would be alerted instantly because they would. And besides, the gun show would be like, wait a minute. Are you doing a straw purchase, buddy? Because these are federally licensed dealers at gun shows. They aren't your uncle down the street, despite what the left likes to say. So the guy would have had to get background checks for all of them, and someone would have been alerted and thought it was a straw purchase, which is against the law.
Let's talk more about that, because I am tired of the left setting the tone for this. We have to go for a commercial break because somebody has to pay for the show. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Marin joins us. She's going to be with us when we come back. Go grab a drink. Head back over. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, for my friends on the left, you know, the loons that kind of watch the show and you poke me out there on the Facebook of fear, whatever you want to call it, you know, here's the funny thing about it. You keep talking about tougher gun laws. Be specific. Have a spine. You can call me in the second hour. Tell me what it is, because you don't even put it in your feet. We need tougher gun laws. Sure. We need safer cars. What does that mean? What do you mean by tougher gun laws? Do you want to have an alarm go off before you pull the trigger every time? I mean, what do you mean by safer gun laws? I think I know what you mean. You don't want any guns. I had the same conversation with one of you loons a year ago who actually said in a group of 200 people, now some of you are going to throw up at this, if we just make it illegal to manufacture guns, this would all go away. This person walks the earth. This person votes. If we just make it illegal to manufacture guns, this problem goes away.
Joe, you know what? You know what we should do? We should make murder illegal.
Listen.
Wouldn't that work?
Kimberly, I know. I'll have to check the books. I don't know why they haven't put that on there yet. So,
I mean, really?
In the last, we'll say, dozen mass murders like this, mass shootings, mass killings, how many of these have been done by right-wing, patriotic lunatics?
I don't know. They're mostly left-wing loons, aren't they?
Yeah, they're almost all left-wing loons. And you know what they always say to me? They always say to me, well, Timothy McVeigh was a patriot. Timothy McVeigh would have been on welfare by now. You know what I mean? Social Security, he would have been so old if he had lived. Timothy McVeigh had mental health issues, not knowing how to use a gun issue, or in his case, knowing how to drive a U-Haul truck up to a building that he filled with a self-made bomb that he was able to make by going to the local, you know, home improvement store, right? I mean, go ahead.
But honestly, think about it. Don't you think anyone who decides to, and this guy in Vegas premeditated and planned this out for a very long time, it appears. Don't you think anybody who does that, who just randomly wants to kill innocent people, has a serious mental health issue?
Sure. Come on.
Not obvious. It's not like something obvious that any of us would see, right? It's not like a typical person that you might think of in your head who has a mental health issue. But these people, obviously there's something wrong in their brain that they would think that it's okay to murder innocent people. So, I mean, that's a problem. But these are not things that you can necessarily see ahead of time. Like, people were talking about that today, and I said, what would have told anyone about this guy
but Kimberly,
planning to do something like this?
What do you always find out about these guys later on, right? I mean, as time goes on, you find out they were a little loose to begin with. The family had some worries about them. Nobody ever says anything about these people. And then when they go off, I think you should arrest the people that don't call them in, that don't say, hey, this guy goes from zero to crazy in about 3.5 seconds.
Okay, so you know why they can't do that? Because the left made, along with the ACLU, made it so that people who are mentally deranged and truly need help have more rights than their family members who want to help them. That's what happened. That, remember when they threw everybody out of the insane asylums? And then, you know, all suddenly the homeless population went up back in the 90s? They made the laws. So if you have, and I know this because I know someone who had a schizophrenic child has, and the person I know called the police and said, my son is doing this or that. And the cop said to her, our hands are tied until he does something. And eventually she figured out ways to get it so he could be checked. Because obviously if you are mentally have a mental illness, you're not going to necessarily go in and get checked yourself because you don't know it. You know? You're not in your right mind. So, but these guys might have been perfectly normal otherwise. But even if they weren't, we've heard that from other people's family members. There was no help for them to get. And this is what happens. And it's thanks to the left, as usual.
Well, because they've always got the better ideas that never really even ever work, right? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Oh.
Look, I agree that we needed reforms in the mental health system. I mean, look what the Kennedys did to their daughter. You can't just throw someone to lock away the key in an asylum and do electronic whatever. They were doing horrible things to people. You just had to make sure that didn't happen anymore. Because there's some people who really need an institution, and now we don't have any.
Yeah. In L.A., they put them now out in the street. There's no way to get them any help anymore.
The problem in California is your institution is your state capitol building, and it's full.
Oh, God. I got to hear about that one. But you are right. I got to tell you. We got a couple of friends up there, and I say the same thing. You know, you go in there, there's this machine that sucks the brains out of your head, or they're pumping in some kind of gas in there that's really making these people crazy. But again, we're right back to... They're going to be pounding this down for the next few days, and I can't wait till they find out what this guy truly was all about and how he got his guns and that kind of stuff. And then on top of that, you know, there's some rumors out there. And again, I usually don't beat this up the first day it happens because you get all kinds of information. But there's some rumors out there that they found, what's it called, the Antifa kind of material on his computer at home and all that.
There's all kinds of rumors out there. What I do find interesting is we haven't heard more about him from the police already. Usually we know, you know what I mean, in a shorter time period, and it doesn't seem like we're being told a lot about the person. And he doesn't fit the profile at all, right?
Right. Well, I don't know. Again, I'm so frustrated by all this. I look at it and I go, look, you're going to find out more about this guy as the day goes on, okay? And I still want to know how in God's creation did this man get that many rifles up 32 stories? You know, what are you sneaking in?
You think he didn't use an elevator? Listen. I thought the same thing, but all you got to do is have a big suitcase or something and put it on one of the carts and bring them up. That's really not a big deal.
I don't
disagree
with you.
You own your car yourself. They're not. You tell them you don't want their help. You just get one of those carts and you put the stuff on it yourself. You can. I could totally see if he had a big enough suitcase that he could hide them.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of see what you're saying, but I figure between the guns, this guy could not have been acting totally normal. And here I am. I'm doing all this guessing that I don't want to do. And I've always said,
you need to stop it. Because listen, what's normal in Vegas?
Yeah. Okay.
No, and I'm not saying that as an insult to Vegas.
Yeah.
But you know, you have all kinds of people in Vegas from all over the place. So what is really normal?
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, you go out to the suburbs and stuff, and that's where you see regular, you know, normal people. But you know, you get all kinds of people on the strip.
Wow. Well, anyhow, yeah, you're gonna have a fight on your hands, and I love the libs.
Yep.
You know, I just read an article over the weekend that New England was turning more and more Republican, or that New England was electing more and more, looking to elect more and more Republicans, and I started laughing because that's really Republican light, right? I mean, it's kind of a conservative Dem is considered a Republican in New England, right?
Well, so, we have in New Hampshire, we actually have some good Republicans who are actually, you know, live free or die type Republicans, but we have too many that aren't. They're just they're Dem light. They're trying to pass a bill that I'm flipping out about. For you guys already have it. It's family medical leave insurance. I call it forced medical leave insurance because they're going to force employers to provide it, but it's really a state fund, that a slush fund that they're going to put the money into. Oh, and then take it out of our employee paychecks.
Oh, wait a minute. Listen, it even gets better because it goes on. It includes part-time people here in California. Okay.
Oh my God.
And includes daddy, because daddy needs maternity leave, too. Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. My head's going to explode. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Marin's my guest. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Simpler days. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And let me just get her back on with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week here, and helps us kick off the week. And Kimberly, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know, in the Facebook feed, Eileen puts out and says, you know, that she's from Canada. She's listening to Canadian radio. I'm sorry from that. I'm glad you can get other radio off of the Canadian radio. And it's all about the libs. And they're screaming, again, they're asking the NRA, you know, they're asking people to stand up to the NRA. And you're thinking, do you understand what the NRA does first and foremost? And secondly, again, why are we blamed? Do we blame Ford, you know, for all those vans that took out people in different countries and here even? And, you know, in Canada, they had an ISIS attack over the weekend. We don't hear anything about that, do we?
No. There was one in France, too. It's just guns. Because they know if more people don't have guns, you know, the better off they are as the government. They know, I don't know, to be honest, I just can't even.
You can say it, just use clean language.
I know. Yeah, that's part of the thing is I'm trying to control my language. It's just, what you know, when Islamic jihadist attack happens, the first thing they do is come out and say, do not blame all Muslims, right? And I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I agree. You should not blame all people or a group of people for one person's actions, but they do it every time with gun owners, every single time.
Oh,
you should have seen the net. Did you see the nasty stuff that people were tweeting and putting on social media? It was a horrifying cesspool today because people like Hillary Clinton were on there and other left-wing moonbats saying nasty things about gun owners and trying to, you know, already wanting to smash gun control down our throats.
Well, if people would buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping, One Guy, you can find it at Amazon. You can find it on my website. I have a whole chapter in there, and they have to lie to win. They can't seem to get their point across unless they lie or twist the truth about it. And, you know, again, it doesn't matter whether it comes to how somebody won. I mean, think about how sick these people are. You've got people out defending Hillary Clinton and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know, the only reason she lost was because of misogyny and because men told their wives, you better vote for Trump. I mean, seriously? What is she living in, 1911?
Do you really think my husband would tell me who to vote for?
I was just going to say that because you're too far away to hit me. I can imagine they'd find your husband in pieces the next morning if he tried to force you to vote a certain way. I wouldn't be able to sleep again.
I know pig farmers. I joke about that all the time. No, you know, because obviously to them, women who, like us, who wouldn't dare ever vote for Hillary, can't think for ourselves somehow. That must be it.
It's sad. It is so sad. But it's sadder that the women in the Dem Party put up with that. It's sadder that the blacks in the Democratic Party put up with that, or anybody else for that matter. I mean, think about it. You're so under your husband's thumb. You're such subservient. You're so substandard that your husband has got you wrapped around his finger.
Well, and here's the thing. And that goes all in place with gun control, because one thing that has hurt the left is so many women such as myself and millions of others out there who have gotten interested in firearms for self-defense and for target shooting and sports and whatever, that when we're on the forefront saying, you're not touching my guns, kid, they what can they say to us? Oh, you just want to replace a gun because you don't got anything down between your legs, you know, like they say about men. But they can't say that about us because, I just want to protect myself, plain and simple. Or I want to target shoot because it's enjoyable and it's way better than yoga. Or I want to, you know, do shooting sports.
Right.
But so many women more have come forward on the forefront of Second Amendment fight that it's hard. It's getting harder and harder for them to fight against us because we're not just a bunch of, well, you know, redneck men with overalls on who want to shoot our guns. That's not how it works. We're professionals. So, we're from all walks of life.
Right. So it gets better than this. I'm looking through some of my sound pieces today, and I came across one I did, I think, a year or two ago, and it was a copy of a 9/11 call, and it was the woman was calling for help because someone was coming in her door, I mean, coming in to the house, and she was calling for help. And the two things that I thought was great. The lady at the sheriff's department said, do you have a gun in the house? And the woman had to remind her that guns were illegal, you know, in her area, okay? And she had no way to fight back. And this woman from the sheriff's department says, well, we don't have a sheriff in that area right now. I swear to God, this is true. In my right hand to God, this is true. She said, maybe you could talk with him and ask him to leave. She had to be a triple Obama voter. She had to be. Okay? I go, yeah. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, my. That is horrifying. See, and I've listened to, when all the years I've been doing research on this, I've listened to 911 calls of women who had firearms and those who didn't. Sadly, those who didn't became victims, some of them dead. The other women were survivors.
Yeah.
Their attacker was dead.
Well,
or injured, whatever. But The 911 calls are horrifying, and every left-wing loon should be forced to listen to them so they understand.
They won't understand them. That's a waste of time and brain space. They wouldn't understand those things.
I know, you're right. I try. I try.
I mean, can you imagine Elizabeth Warren? You play one of those 9/11 tapes for her, and she would spin that thing around in a heartbeat. You know it.
Well, she didn't have high enough cheekbones.
God. It's just amazing. And women, what was it, Nancy Pelosi said women can't, you would know this. I think it was Pelosi said women can't shoot guns anyhow. They're too heavy for them or something like that.
God, was serious? It Pelosi who said that?
I think it was one of those whacks. It had to be Pelosi or Waters or one of those. I thought it was great. I'm sitting there. As a matter of fact, I probably thought about you when I heard her say it. I'm thinking, oh, Kimberly must be like on the ceiling right now, going out of her mind.
Because we're just weak little women folk, and we can't handle those big black scary guns.
And,
God, I really.
Listen, if there's any Democrat listening, I know some of you listen to take notes and try to attack me later, but if there's any of you listening out there, listen to what they say about you. Your own people, your own tribe, your own support system thinks that you're weak, that you don't have enough going on between the brains to make anything happen. I mean, they treat you substandard, right?
Yes. This is why I don't understand. What the left does is tell women and everybody else, you're a victim, unless you're a white, straight male, that they don't care about you anyway. But everybody else they put into these little groups of victims, and they make you believe you're a victim, like the equal pay thing, Second Amendment. I mean, when they want to infringe upon our Second Amendment rights, they're infringing upon women's rights, in my opinion. And that's how I frame it. Because you want to be all big and bad, you want to pretend you're for women's rights, well, then don't be infringing on mine. And I won't use the words I use afterwards for that normally. But don't be infringing, you're infringing upon my women's rights, big women supposed rights supporter, when you try to take away, put more gun control into place.
Yeah.
And when you fight with their own argument, when you shoot back, no pun intended, honestly, when you throw back their own type of Alinsky argument, you win.
Look.
It works.
Oh, yeah. They are so look at California, again, run by Dems. This is a Dem state. The water's got Dem DNA in it or something, okay? And we filter it, so we're okay. But they're totally. So we've lost, in the last 6 years, we have lost over 2,000, not green jobs, green job-related companies, right? Green energy companies. They have either moved or gone out of business. You know why? It's not because they're not making enough money. It's not because they're not the hottest thing in town. It's because California has its own EPA. It's called the AQMD. Their regulations are so tight, so strong, that the green-friendly California has driven out the green companies because they have too stringent of qualifications. Get this. Help me.
That's insanity. And see, that's the problem. And, you know, it's regulation upon regulation upon regulation. And all they're doing is squeezing the middle guy or the little guy. And they make it impossible for people to even step up and move into the next level of you know, middle class or whatever. Because they're squeezing out. The only people that can stay in California are the poor, because they can get welfare.
Oh, yeah.
Or the super rich. The middle class has got to leave. It's pretty soon California's going to be a cat.
Tell them where they can find you. Quick.
Okay, Ted Goes Papers Project, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
Grab a quick drink. We're up the next hour. If you're on Facebook, you got to restart at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about a Massachusetts elementary school that's canceling Halloween costumes because it's not inclusive enough. We'll be back in a little bit.